The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
Hi, my name is Alan McIntyre, founder of the Low Information Voter Project, the Emancipation Project, and Minority Political Solutions. In the first episode of the grand scheme, titled The Origin, I established that the modern-day Democrat Party continues to carry on the racist legacy of their Dixiecrat forefathers. Now, these racist sons and daughters have engineered a much more clever and stealthy form of slavery. This new form of slavery comes attached to a legalized genocide, better known as abortion, and staunchly defended under the guise of women's rights. Most black clergy and laymen have decided to ignore and even openly support the Democrats' aggressive political and economic support for abortion, which is the leading cause of death in the black community, yet they will not hesitate to grab a bullhorn and cry bloody murder on the rare occasion a white cop is involved in the shooting of a black male. Let me be clear. Abortion is the slaughtering of an innocent life, and only recently was it watered down to represent a fictitious war on women. The Democrat Party strategists recognized that all they needed to do in order to conceal and protect their goal of exterminating blacks was to label any attempt to slow or stop abortion as an attack on women. Make no mistake about it. This is about controlling the black population in America. Now, some might ask, why would Democrats exterminate a very dependable voting base? And to that, I will reply that this grand scheme has always embodied two plans that would account for the gradual decrease in the black electorate. First, they have taken over the educational system, which has indoctrinated millions of white children with liberal Democrat values. And secondly, the Democrats have long viewed amnesty for illegals as a way to expedite the process of weaning the party off of its dependency on the black vote. In the early stages of buying black votes with welfare, entitlements, and programs, it was viewed as a necessary expense. But as these Democrats realized the skyrocketing costs, they began to expeditiously push for amnesty in order to permanently remove their political blackface and free up the capital invested in identity politics, thereby allowing them to invest those resources on promoting their radical leftist religion, better known as liberal progressivism. The key lesson to be learned from this episode is that the Liberal Democrat Party intentionally devised a plan to exploit blacks, women, infants, homosexuals, and illegals in order to fundamentally transform America into what they would happily describe as a liberal Marxist secular utopia. This episode of The Grand Scheme has provided the listener with a working knowledge of the tactics, reasoning, and intentions behind the liberal agenda. Also, the listener can now begin to formulate a response to the Democrat talking points as they relate to the subject matter covered in this episode. Now, last but certainly not least, the grand scheme is a liberal socialist agenda in action. If you are a member of the black community and you support the Democrat agenda, may I suggest you be smart, think for yourself, do not play their game, and then you will be truly free to determine your own destiny. Once again, I'm Alan McIntyre, the founder of the Low Information Voter Project, the Emancipation Project, and Minority Political Solutions. May God bless America, the Republic, and preserve the Constitution. Thank you for listening.